This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, 115, verse 8. It says there, "Those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them." End of quote. Bible has a lot to say about trust. Who or what we trust is very important to the living and creator God. Yesterday and the day before, we talked about those who trust in man and princes of men. Today we will learn briefly what the Bible says about those who trust in idols. Bible says those who make the idols will become like them. The preceding context says this about the idols. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel. They have feet but cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. End of quote. Isaiah 42:17 says, "But those who trust in idols, who says to images, 'You are our gods,' will be turned back in full shame." End of quote. Those who make and trust in idols as their god will become insensitive to spiritual truths. They remain dead in their spirits. Secondly, they will be turned back to utter shame because knowingly or unknowingly they end up in the displeasure of God. The first two commandments out of the Ten Commandments reveal the displeasure and dislike of the living and creator God toward making and worshipping idols. Exodus 23:4. The Israelites were delivered from Egypt, which had an idol worship in their land, by the one true and living creator God. Therefore, it was important to give this command to them as the first out of 10 commandments. It is applicable to all of us, as the Lord God is the creator of all, and the 10 commandments reveal the will of God which must keep in our hearts. Now, the first commandment says, "You shall have no other gods before me," Exodus 20 verse 3. Beloved, did you notice it says "other gods" in small g, and then it says "me" in capital M in the first commandment? The other gods, physical idols or mental images as other gods, are not the true God. The idols would never represent the truth and glory of God. Idols and images always degrade or hide the full truth and glory of God. No idol or image can ever represent the Creator, living and glorious God. This is why the use of idols in worship and services is prohibited by the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments. There is only one God who created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. He made our first parents according to His own likeness, uniquely different from the animal world. The Creator and living God is eternal from everlasting to everlasting. He is not part of the creation, He is out of creation, because He caused and created the universe around us. This is why it is said, "You shall have no other gods before me." Now, the second commandment, Exodus 20 verse 4, explains in detail, and it says, "You shall not make for yourself an idol or likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth." End of quote. You see, the first and second commandments strictly prohibit having any other gods or making of any idols or images to remember or worship God. It also says the reason for it before and after. It says, "You shall have no other gods before me," because there is no other true God there. Then it says, "Bad consequences of idol making and using them for worship." It says, "For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." End of quote. I have heard people saying, "An idol or an image in front of me helps me to focus my attention to worship God." However, the question is, how can you disobey the first and second commandments, which clearly, with no shadow of a doubt, forbid and disallow making, using idols or images for worship and services? You see, it is a matter of trust, doesn't it? Can you still worship and serve the living God in faith without disobeying the first and second commandments? I believe it is possible. It is left to us to make that choice based on the two commandments right there in front of us. When we think about it, do we really need idols and images to praise and worship God? Listen to what Moses said to them. He said, referring to the incident of the living God giving them the commandments from the Mount of Sinai, he said like this, and it is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 15. It says, "Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You only heard the sound of words. You saw no form, only a voice." Then Deuteronomy 4:15 says, "Therefore watch yourself carefully, since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire, lest you corruptly make a graven image for yourself in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female." In other words, our trust must be on God and His promises, His words, recorded in the Scripture. We must not transfer our trust to man-made or mental images. When we use idols or images, to a certain extent, we truly trust that figure representing the truth about God. However, you see, no idols, images can represent the whole truth and glory of God. Our allegiance and trust, like Moses said, must be on the voice of the Lord, which is faithfully recorded in the pages of the Bible. Listen, when the commandment was given, you see, they heard only a voice. They heard the word of God. They have not seen any form. The Lord's voice is fully and faithfully recorded now in the Bible. May we trust His word and promises, faithfully recorded for us, not in any forms, idols, or images. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Our Father in heaven, thank you that we can trust in your word faithfully because you revealed that in the pages of the Bible. Help me not to trust in any man-made idols or images, but trust in your word, to listen to your voice, to read the word of God, and listen and understand you. Lord, may we worship you in spirit and truth by understanding the truths of the Scripture. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.